Hey guys!
Hello.
Welcome to our first official episode.
I know. This is so fun. We have a really good topic to discuss with you guys,
Yeah.
and it's just gonna be so good. We can't wait.
Yeah. We're gonna be talking about something that's hard to do, like for us too, and that we're always trying to grow in, and no one's perfect, but it's something we're really passionate about, so we wanted to share.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna be so good. All right, let's get into it.
Yeah. So just so you guys know, we're just gonna be we're calling it Grace Under Pressure. And we just want to share with you guys some encouragement, but also just some realness about what it looks like to choose to be kind and loving in the stressful moments instead of maybe acting out or just not acting kindly.
Yeah.
So we'll just get into
Yeah, I'm
it.
so
Okay,
excited.
let's do it. We just have one piece of scripture that we want to share. And it is Galatians 5:22 through 23. It says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control."
That's so
And
good. I love
yeah,
that verse. I think that's a verse that a lot of people have heard before, and it's applicable in so many different ways. And it's just, I love it because every single one of those qualities, when you meet someone that really presents the fruit of the spirit like that, I mean, you like can't forget them. You
Yeah,
know, I think it's really
so
special.
true.
And especially when you carry that out in the profession that you choose to do in your life, I think it shows even more, especially when you're under pressure. And so that's what I feel like is so important to talk about, is it is really hard to show those qualities when you are under pressure.
Yeah, and you were saying earlier, like, of course, we all want to be these things. We want to have joy and
Oh yeah.
peace and
And are we all
kindness.
are we those things all the time? No.
Absolutely not. Like, we all want to be.
Yeah.
And I think actually in these times, like in the stressful, tiring, hard times, how we handle them can produce these things in our life.
Yeah.
And I had a friend, we were talking, and she's actually a teacher. So if anyone's a teacher out there,
Oh,
you
cute.
can probably relate to this
Oh, yeah.
too.
Very grateful. They
Yeah.
got us to where we are today, so.
Yeah. And I actually have my peds. I had my peds clinical out of school. So I just really respect you teachers
Oh,
out
that's
there.
right. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's actually what started our conversation. I was just like, I don't know how you do it. Like, that requires so much patience. Like,
Yeah.
the kids are crazy and have no attention span. And literally, I was like, whoa,
Yeah.
one teacher to all these kids. And she was telling me, so good. And I literally have not stopped thinking about it since because I think it applies to literally every job, every situation in life. She was saying that where her patience and her kindness wears thin, that's where God picks up
Yeah.
and keeps her going and helps her continue to be kind and patient. And I just thought that was so good because nursing school is hard, and nursing in general is just a hard job that can wear you out and wear you thin. But God is the one who sustains us, and we don't have to be these fruits in our own strength. And it's in the hard times and the trials where we learn and where God teaches us to fully depend on Him and let Him be our strength to do this.
Yeah.
And
That's so good.
I think too, it's talking about this, to the world, it just seems crazy and silly, like, okay, be kind in hard times, but like that's like actually really hard to do, and like that's impossible. And you're right, it is impossible on our own strength and in our own human strength, but God makes all things possible, and that's why it's in His strength that we can choose to be these things. And that's why it's the fruit of the Spirit. The Spirit produces these things in us to show other people. And so I think, choosing to be like Jesus and choosing these fruits looks crazy to the world because it is impossible, but it's possible with God. It's all made
Yeah.
possible with God if you lean on Him and His strength, and that's what these times do.
Yeah. And I think that's so good. I think that's definitely a choice that we make too. You know,
Yeah.
it's not easy. And I think a lot of times we try to do things on our own. And especially on the field, we're like, I can do this on my own. I'm not going to ask for help. I got
Yeah.
this, you know?
Yeah.
And especially as a student, you want to figure it out on your own because you don't want to look dumb.
Yes.
You don't want to, you know?
Going back to your nurse for like the
Oh my
50th
gosh.
time.
Yes.
I
And honestly, I remember my sweet friend Camden, shout out to you.
don't know
She already graduated, or she
what to do.
just did, but She would always tell me when I was super nervous for a clinical, she'd be like, Kayla, like, ask questions. Like,
Yeah.
you have to ask questions. The nurses actually love when you ask
Yeah.
questions. And it shows that you're not just so confident to the point. It actually is scary to not ask questions and just try to figure out on your own. Yes, to a certain extent, it's great to figure out on your own, but you're a student and you're learning for a reason. And I think when we are really stressed out in those moments, you just take a step back and you just pray to, and you just pray. And I think sometimes we forget to pray. I've been so stressed out in times where I've forgotten
Oh,
that I could just
totally.
say a prayer.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm gonna figure it out on my own. I'm gonna let
Yeah.
it play it out, you know?
No, so true. And it's just like you're so caught up in the moment. It's so hard in that moment to think, to pray. And something else we were talking about earlier is like also just thinking about the patient on the other side of you and like they're in a vulnerable
I know.
place
That's
and
like putting yourself in their shoes.
yeah, like you don't know what other people are walking through completely.
Absolutely.
And just keeping that in mind.
Yeah. I think that's something that I also try to do when I am stressed out on the floor, is I'll put myself in their shoes. And to only imagine, I mean, you can't even imagine what they're going through. I mean, we're called there to help. And if you just even put yourself in their shoes for a second, I mean, hospitals are a very scary place to people. That is a place where either you're trying to get better, you're chronically ill, or it's a place where people have seen other loved ones pass, or it's just not a place where people necessarily get peace when they walk through those doors. So you just have to take a second to take a step back and think, okay, this person is really scared, probably. And if I'm acting out of, kind of rage and annoyingness from just other factors in life, then it's gonna show in the way you treat your patients, and they're gonna see that, and they can feel that pressure. And how horrible would it be to be somewhere where you're asking for help and you just feel like a burden? I feel like that's like the worst feeling ever. You know, or like when you're a nursing student and you're paired with a nurse and you feel like a burden.
It's like just feeling like an inconvenience, but it's like they're there to get care. So that's the least we can
I
do.
know. I mean, it's your job. I mean, I think that's what we're all called here to do, is find something we love and that we're passionate about. But it is not easy. It is really not easy. And I think we've struggled a lot with trying to balance work life, friends life, and kind of checking that all out at the door when you go in. I think something that our professors always told us was leave the baggage at the door. I remember them, every single one, probably telling me that.
And also, what a blessing it is to have a job where it's like you get to leave it at the door and like go get out of your head for a shift and go help somebody else. That's also maybe not in the best situation.
No, but helping other people, that's the best way. I think for me personally, to put a smile on my face whenever I feel like I need to do something, I'm like, let me help someone else. I think that's such a blessing.
Totally. It is. Say the same thing. Like, it's the best way to get out of your head is helping someone else, whether it's in the hospital or on the street or
Oh, yeah.
wherever you may
It's the
be.
best feeling.
And I love what you said. Just like hospitals are scary places for people, but that's a place we're choosing to work. So we get the choice, like, of how we want to make that environment for them and that
And I
experience.
like what you said about having it be a choice, because everything that you do on the floor or in life in general is a choice. Everything you do is a choice. You have the power to make that decision, and anything you say or the action you do, that is something that you physically are able to control. Some people don't have that control, and that might be why, we're helping them, or but I think it's a very hard thing to do, but if you just kind of try to just take a moment and just not rewire your brain, but just take 10 seconds to just have your brain go a different direction and not freak out and let your emotions take over.
And it's like a muscle you train too. Like, this
Totally. Oh,
is
yeah, that
so
takes time.
not human nature to just like, when things are
Be happily bubbly
stressful,
all the time. I
be
mean,
kind, like not complain,
yeah.
put others' needs before your own. That's why, like, this is something we're constantly working on and encouraging each other in every day. And it's something we can all work on, and we're not gonna be perfect at. And so, and that's why making that choice requires the Lord's strength in you.
Yeah.
You ask Him for His help.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I think all those things I've I know I've prayed for all of the fruits of the Spirit, but especially patience. That's, I think, the number one thing that I've paid for or prayed for more than anything is just asking for patience.
And it's cool because I mean, I'm sure you'd say the same thing, but after a year of being in nursing school, I mean, I can still work on these things, but I've seen
Oh,
them grow in me so much
yeah.
because the stressful times when I've chosen to be patient or be kind,
That's so
it
powerful.
trains that muscle in you.
I do think it is so rewarding. I think it's so special. I mean, we're the only person that they see, like one of the only people besides the other healthcare team that they see 12 hours out of the day. I mean, how horrible would it be if we can't be that person that they can come to physically, but also emotionally too? And we're definitely there physically and emotionally for them. And I think it is rewarding when you do it in the right way, right?
And we get to choose what kind of space we make for them.
Exactly. Yeah.
And
That is so special.
yeah.
I think it's very easy to say all these things, but then we kind of think to ourselves, well, how can we actually do this? So we've created kind of a
We
four
got you
step.
guys.
Yes, we created kind of a four step plan for you guys, and we didn't create a why am I blanking out?
Mnemonic.
Mnemonic. Sorry, that word just like out of my brain because I hate that word.
Too many
Too many
mnemonics in
mnemonics in
nursing
nursing school.
school.
There's way too many. And so we just created kind of a four step plan. If you guys don't remember it all, it is okay.
Take
Even
what
if
you
you,
want.
yeah, even if you just get one of these done in your shift, I guarantee you'll feel even a percentage better than you did.
And just even if you're not in nursing or healthcare, this can apply to any job or any stressful
Absolutely. Oh,
situation.
yeah.
So hopefully it helps.
Yeah. So first is just to pause. So kind of close your eyes, take a second. Like I said, those 10 seconds to just kind of choose what you want to say
In
or
the moment
do.
of a stressful situation.
Exactly. And just close your eyes and kind of be like, all right, take a big deep breath. And then the second step is to smile. And it's actually called the facial feedback hypothesis, I read.
Yeah, you taught
And
me this just
yeah,
before this.
it is so cool because you forcing yourself to smile actually gives you, it tricks your brain. Well, it doesn't really trick it. It sends positive signals to your brain to be happy. And that's what tricks yourself. And you're like, oh, yeah, I am happy. I'll be okay, And then the third step is to lean. So lean on your coworkers, lean on your friends, lean on, if you're in clinicals, lean on your fellow nursing students that you're in there with. I mean, they are, no one understands the position of stress that you're in more than they do. I mean, they really do. And then most important, I think, just leaning on God and just taking a minute to pray to Him and ask Him for help. Just give you what you need and what you feel like you're lacking.
Yeah, that's that moment to
Yeah,
let his strength take over.
absolutely. And then forgive is the last one. So just forgive yourself, be nice to yourself. I have to do that often. I mean, we are only human. We make mistakes. I made a mistake last week at clinicals. I mean, it just
It
it
happens. Because
happens.
everything we talk about,
Yep.
there's grace and it's not perfection.
Yeah.
It's all about grace and just continuing to try and continuing to grow.
Yeah. Oops.
So pause, smile, lean,
Lean and
forgive.
forgive. Yes. Pause, smile, lean, and forgive.
Just pausing can be one of the most powerful things you can
It
do.
really
Give
can,
yourself a
because it can
second.
stop you from making a poor decision, acting out, and just being like, okay, I'm very stressed out in this moment, and I can tell that I am. And if I go any further, I'm probably going to say something I shouldn't say. And even just like with friendships, I've seen myself get very overwhelmed at trying to balance my friend life and my relationships and everything. And it's just been, sometimes it's really hard for me. I want to make time for everyone. I'm a yes girl, You are too.
They come out with, We'll
So,
talk about that in a future
oh,
episode.
yes, we will.
All right.
But thank you guys so much for listening, and we are so excited to keep walking this journey with you and hopefully just give you little tips and tricks, but most importantly, just how we can keep our relationship with the Lord and make time for Him, because He deserves it, and our patients also deserve the kind and love that we can give. So
We're excited and we're happy you're here. Do we want to pray real
Yes, I'd love to.
quick? Okay. We're just going to say a prayer. So wherever you are, just bow your heads with us. Okay.
Unless you're driving, don't
Of
do
course. Of
that.
course. Okay. Dear Lord, I just thank you for every single person listening to this podcast. I pray you would just speak to them and reveal to them what you have for them, your wisdom, your truth, your encouragement, and whether they have a test, a validation, a clinical, they're going to a work shift, Lord. Give us all your strength to choose the fruits of the Spirit. Help us to take a moment to pause and just let your strength carry us through and show your love to the patients or the people around us, Lord. Give us your eyes to see the people around us. And I just thank you for the opportunity to do this podcast and keep everyone safe on the rest of their day. Watch over them. And thank you for providing. We thank you for everything. We love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All
All
right.
right.
Bye,
Have a good week.
guys.